Let's go to line one here. Steve, is that you?
Yeah, hey, Scott. How you doing?
Good, Steve. How's it going?
Fine, thanks. I'm just kind of stuck in traffic on the Beltway. I figured I'd call you and say hello.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
I can't play left tackle, by the way, or right.
We're already working that out.
Yeah, I said it's, you know, think of what Ozzie's done late training camp time, preseason time.
We'll find him. We'll find him.
Yeah.
Well, he'll either be back or he won't, but we get a lot of good snaps for these guys, and Ozzie actually likes that right tackle that's out there that we got from Illinois undrafted.
Before we get into your team, Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens.
He had me off. I picked up on the voice about two or three words in. I'm like, these guys know each other from somewhere. And then I was like, all right, I got it.
Well, I'm headed to the beach. So is that the traffic I'm going to be hitting too? That same stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And actually, it's not bad. I thought it'd be, as soon as I got out, you know, on Owingsville Boulevard, usually I get the traffic and it takes me 10 minutes to get to Route 70. And it didn't slow down until after Route 70, and we're still plugging along. I'm all the way down, close to 295.
Sure. We've heard from some of your fans. I know you've got three workouts. You're doing everything you can to give your team access. Does it feel different to you, this training camp? Because, I mean, you grew up as a Colts fan out in Westminster
as
a kid. Does it seem different the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's way different. Although, you know, see, I'm there every day all season, so – needless to say, you know, I'm out in Westminster four or five times.
True.
In that few weeks, but then I'm there at work 3 days a week, you know, during their Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practices. So it's actually the only difference is it doesn't feel like it's replacing Westminster. It seems like we have 200 guests at our facility for the first time, you know.
So, sure.
But it's been good. They're all our PR people are working it out, marketing people. They're doing a good job.
See, I'm kind of curious to ask you about, you know, Ray Lewis, to see a guy that's done it for so long, and somebody brought up number 17. It's been 17 years he's been doing this in the NFL and how he does it at such a high level. But at some point, you know, it's time to hang him up. Do you ever think about that, you know, that at some point Ray Lewis won't be on this team anymore?
Sure, absolutely. But, you know, I mean, it's just I can't say when because he just reinvents himself and comes back ready to play. So I don't know. You know, everybody says he lost a step, and so he loses 12 pounds.
So, right.
You know, it's like, don't challenge the man. He'll find a way. He's sharp. He's as excited as ever.
Hey, Steve, how concerned are you and maybe your football people with this, with the officials, the lockout? Are you going to have the guys that are the best at what they do? Does this labor deal get worked out before you start playing some games that really matter?
Yeah, I'm really confident they are. I mean, most of these guys, look, labor relations is no fun, but yeah, I'm pretty confident that we'll have them wrapped up. We had offered them raises, and I think the main sticking point is we're going to a 401 and you know, locking in their whatever pension money they have, but rolling it 401, which is what everybody in the country is doing now, and they seem to be resisting that, and but, you know, I mean, these guys, most of them are professionals with other jobs, so it still is a part-time job. So I'm confident that they'll get it done. I really do.
I just got a great text that said everybody on the Beltway is looking next to them to see if Steve Bisciotti is right next.
Yeah, maybe I should have told them exactly where I was.
GPS, they'll get you, Steve.
Exactly.
Hey, as a longtime Baltimore sports fan, everybody loves your team, but we've got some baseball that's been pretty interesting this year. Your thoughts, you know, growing up watching the Orioles, and I remember you telling me at one point, if you told me I was going to own a Baltimore sports team, I would have guessed it would have been the Orioles, because that used to be date night, right?
Out
to Oriole games.
Exactly. One of my first dates with my wife was that last series in 1982. We met in September of 82, and I think my second date with her was that Saturday where we had to beat Milwaukee to get in.
Oh, wow. That closed the deal, man. You were in there, right?
Yeah.
That was quite a weekend.
Fan. She had never gone to baseball. She had actually grown up as a Redskins fan with her dad. And had never gone to a baseball game. So we did a lot of it. But I'm excited for them. I'm happy. I think Buck's obviously the right guy for the job. And it is kind of a magician job right now. But you know, we knew if our young pitching finally came around, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're sent down, and he's piecing it together. So you know, I'm hopeful. I think they can keep it up. I don't see a collapse.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. You got a team coming in the A's that are the hottest team in baseball, and you look at both of these teams, and you have no idea how they do it. With the makeshift lineups and the starting pitching, it's been a pretty crazy season, to say the least. And you don't see that too often in the NFL, where teams just start falling apart, and you know players are here, they're injured, they're knocked out, and then all of a sudden they're going on and making Super Bowl runs.
Yeah, well, they have a nice farm system, and you know that they can move them up, and Buck's not scared to hurt anybody's feelings. You know, it's like, get down there and work on your stuff, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. And he's been doing it. So,
when are you? I know you got a busy weekend coming up, but when are you and Pat and Ozzie and everybody and the quarterback and his guy gonna get the paperwork done and just announce that, hey, Joe Flacco, like Ray Rice, is gonna be here for a long time?
Yeah, it'll happen. I mean, you know, obviously we're very happy to get Ray done. I got to talk to him after practice today, and you know, he could have been like Jones Drew or anybody else. I mean, it's their prerogative. Their agents are doing their job, and so it's, you know, it's an emotional thing. I'm glad Pat and Ozzie are involved in it. Pat has the emotion, and Ozzie has the steady hand. So we let them do their job, and. I got to talk to Ray after practice and said, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that your agent thought you were worth two more a year, and you probably thought you were worth one more a year, and you made life easy for all of us, and I put the money back in the club, so it's not going in my pocket. So I promise it'll, whatever you think that you could have, you know, held strong and maybe gotten more, the money will be spent on a player next to you.
Well, Steve, the one consistent thing since this organization has been up and running, first with Art, and you've continued it, you guys have always taken care of your own. Sometimes people want to see big splashes in free agency, but you've taken care of your own, the guys that are special to this franchise, and I think your fans appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And again, that goes back to Ozzie. If it wasn't for the kind of players that he picks, you know, you wouldn't be re-signing these guys, and then you'd be going and signing the big splash. So the splash is really, to me, splashes in free agency are really indicative of poor drafting. It means you have first round 10th picks in the draft that 8 years later are not Terrell Suggs, they're long gone, and you need to fill the spot. You're not signing him to that second $10 million a year contract, so you have that $10 million to go get him Mario Williams, you know?
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious what it's like being an owner. I mean, you're already a cool cat. I think people look at you and think, that's a pretty cool guy that I like to hang out with. But what's the coolest part of your job? I'm getting the phone call about signing someone new, getting around draft day, the opening kickoff, getting towards – I mean, there's so many good things, so many fun things. There's a lot of pressure with your job, too.
Yeah, it's just roster building. I mean, I've got, like I said, I've got steady hands at the helm, and I love the whole deal, building the team, and, you know, making tough decisions, having to let Todd Heap and Mason and those guys go, and then watching JJ and Redding walk out the door, and you know, really, it's a bummer, but it's part of the process, and you just make sure that you got the guys groomed to fill in. So that is the funnest part of the deal. And then sitting back and watching it the fall is nerve wracking. It's you know, really, that's not the fun part. I don't have a lot of fun watching the games. unless we have, you know, a 20-point lead with 6 minutes left, then you'll see me smiling.
And Steve, it's a fine balance too. We had a caller the other day, and I told the caller, I said, hey, the Ravens would love to have Jared Johnson here, and he'd love to be here. But the business of, number one, managing the cap, and then number two, turning over your team so your old guys don't get old all at once, right? There's that constant balance between young players and the veterans.
Yeah, I mean, it's as simple as that. It doesn't mean that we're always going to be right, but we always have to do it. So, you know, so far, so good. And you know, when McGahee and Kelly and Mason and Heap went out, the big question was, do we have guys to fill the spots? And we did. And if I knew we were going to go 12-4 again this year, I would tell you all, don't worry about it. That's the love of sports, you know?
Yeah.
I find I find it real interesting because when you look at a team like the Ravens and the Steelers as well, I think they're two of the best at it. You guys draft so well that typically you're not involved in all these big name acquisitions as far as free agency goes. You're basically trying to fill some holes and better the team overall. And it's a blessing and a burden because, as you mentioned, you got to let some guys walk and decide who's more important for the future.
Yeah. But it is indeed, like I said, it's a scary thing. It's sad to have to do, but right or wrong, we have to do it. Whether we're accurate in our assessment of personnel, that's where the rubber meets the road, because you can't avoid doing it.
Steve, weather that traffic out there. I'll be right behind you probably in about 20 minutes.
Someone said they're just...
Ocean City?
Yeah, I'm headed to the beach. Yeah.
Someone just said they passed him.
I'll talk to you again.
All right, Steve, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.